So glad that you're here this morning. I've got a message that I believe that every single person will benefit from this. So are your ears open? Right? Are your spiritual ears open this morning? Okay, great. Let's pray. Ask God's blessing on the Word of God this morning. Father, I thank you for gathering us here this morning. Thank you for the privilege of just being in God's house. Every time we meet, Lord, it's not just the meeting of human minds that comes together. We get to know more of your mind, Lord. And we know that your intention for us is so good. You love us so much. So deep is your love for us, God. And Father, you've got a plan and ways in which we can live a life that's different than the way the rest of the world lives. And we can live with joy and peace and victory. We can experience things and we can boast about things that you do in our life that nobody else can do except the people of God. So I pray that this day we would hear what the Spirit has to say, apply it to our life, apply it to our feet, bless us, and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, long prayer for a quick intro. Okay, all right, so today I'm going to talk about this powerful thing called praise. Powerful thing called praise. And the title of my message this morning is, what type of praise I'm going to talk? I'm going to talk about seven times a day praise. Can we say that together? Seven times a day praise. Now, I'm going to go kind of lead you through the Word of God this morning. I'm going to put on my sort of teaching and the preaching hat. So I want you to really concentrate and follow me because I'm taking you into a bit of a path here and I'm setting you up for this message. Is that okay? So are you ready to hear? And I'll listen and read the scriptures along with me in your Bibles or on the screen. Okay, so before I start with the scripture, I want to say this. God created all kinds of people on the earth, didn't he? There are multitudes of people that live today. Different tribes, tongues, nations, languages, cultures. There's a multiplicity of peoples, isn't there? And it all started way back in Genesis. First man God created, Adam. You know, and after the flood, Noah, three of the sons of Noah, from Ham, Japheth, and who's the other one? Seth, Ham, and Japheth, right? All the peoples on earth were kind of formed, right? And when you think about it, as you read the Bible, God chose this guy called Abraham and said, Abraham, I want you to create out of you, I want you to be a father of a new nation of people, a chosen people, people belonging to God. And of all the people on earth, they would be my people, chosen people. And as you read through, I've been reading through Isaiah, and you talk about all the different peoples where God prophesies against these people who don't know, really serve him. Like, he's got negative prophecies against the Egyptians and the Babylonians and the Moabites. But then he talks, you know, he even judges his own people, but for God's people, he's got something very special. He's got powerful prophecies of his goodness and his grace. But In the readings about God's people, there's some expectations that he has on God's people, right? God's chosen people. And in Isaiah chapter 43, starting at verse 20 and 21, this is the New Living Testament version. This is what God says. He says, yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland, so my chosen people. Who? So my chosen people can be refreshed. I've made Israel for myself, and they will someday honor me before the whole world. They will honor me before the whole world. Let's take that same scripture and look at it in the NIV version. God says, I'll provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to, and listen to how many times he says, my or me, to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim, what? My praise. It says in that first page, someday they're going to honor me before the whole world. Honor me. And then This NIV version says that they may proclaim my what? My praise. My praise before the whole world. Now, I want to say this. It's almost like if you can get this point right here, it's almost like you got enough, you can go home, right? But I don't want you to go home. Okay? Of all the people on the earth, Israel was formed, created, called, created by God to proclaim the praise of God to the world. Amen? And to honor God through praise, through thanksgiving, and through obedience. Did you get that? Psalm 50, verse 7. Listen, my people, and I will speak, and I will testify against you, Israel. Your God is speaking to who? To Israel. Who is he speaking to? To Israel. Who is Israel? God's people. Who are we? God's people. I'm God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. You know what God's saying? Hey, listen. It's good. I mean, I have no problem with you trying to honor me with your burnt offerings and your sacrifices. In those days, they used to do that all the time, right? In verse 9, he says, but I want to tell you, I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Then listen what he says in verse 14. Sacrifice what? Thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. And what he said, then what does God say he's going to do? I will deliver you. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. How will you honor me? Are you going to sacrifice another bull, an animal, your pet dog? Nope, sorry about that. No, you're not going to do that. How will we honor God? What needs to come out of us? Thankfulness, praise, and obedience. Amen? That's what God is saying. We are Israel. We are spiritual Israel. We are called to be a people of praise. We're called to praise Him. To honor God with praise. Perfect praise. Complete praise. Whole praise. Philippians 1 verse 6. Paul says, I'm convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it. Can you say perfect and complete? Let's say it. Perfect and complete. Perfect and completed. Until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return. Last week I talked about one day. One day. One day changed everything for you. One day you met Jesus Christ. The best day of your life is the day that you met Jesus. And from that one day on, your life changed forever. Amen? Your direction changed, your future changed, your heart changed, everything began to change. That was one day. But I want to tell you, it's not the only day. There are other days. And maybe you're not in a good day today, but there are better days. And there are great and greater days that you're even experiencing right now that are about to come your way. Amen? Thank God for that. Psalm 119, verse 161. The psalmist is, and a lot of scholars believe this is David that actually wrote Psalm 119. He says, powerful people harass me without cause, but my heart trembles only at your word. I rejoice in your word like one who discovers a great treasure. I hate and abhor all falsehood, but I love your instructions. And then verse 164, he says, I will praise you 7 times a day. Because of all your regulations are just. Those who love your instructions have great peace and do not stumble, for I long for your rescue, Lord, so I have obeyed your commands. David is saying, I will praise you 7 times a day. And that in the Message version, it says, 7 times each day, I stop and shout praises. 7 times a day. That number seven is the number that represents, in the Bible, represents completion, represents perfection, represents wholeness. And God is, and he's like David is saying, I will give to God. I will honor my God. I will give to God a perfect praise, a complete praise, a whole praise. Let me ask you a question now on your PowerPoint. What is your habit of praising? What's your habit of praising God? Is it once a day? Is it once a week? Or is it once a month? When's the last time you praised God? Not like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, praise God, that worked out. I'm talking about, thank you, God. Thank you. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't have worked out. That type of thanks. That type of praise. When's the last time you did that? How many times do we praise God? Every day. You know, so what's your habit of praise? David says, 7 times a day. I will praise you 7 times a day. So if you're awake 18 hours, you figure out that's about every 2.5 hours, right? So you wake up at 7 a.m. and you say, praise God. Thank you, God. I'm awake today. I'm alive today. Did you ever do that? Thank you, God, I'm alive. Some people do. You know that? Some people do. At 9:30, you go to work and you say, praise God. You praise God. You have a praise party at work. Praise God, I've got this job. At noon, you have another praise party. And you thank God for the food that you're about, the lunch that you're about to have. At 2:30 in the afternoon, you have another praise break and you thank God for things like the cross. You thank God for your salvation. You thank God for his grace towards you, right? And at 5 o'clock, you go home, and you're sitting down with your family around the table, and you're thanking, you're praising God for your family. And you're thanking for the great meal that your wife has prepared. Well, you or you prepared, depending on who's the chef at your home, right? And at 7:30, you praise God, you thank him because, thank God, now I can relax. I've got time to relax. 10 o'clock, it's time to go to bed, and you thank God for everything that he's done for you. All the good things that he's given you. Thank him for your wife, for your kids. You thank him for your home that you have. You thank him for your church. You thank him for your friends. You thank him for your job. You thank him for the weather. There's no smoke today. Praise God. You thank, praise God, right? God don't want to give you a perfect praise. God don't want to give you a complete praise because you deserve it. God don't want to give you a whole praise with all that I am. Amen? You know, you study the if you're a scholar and you study Greek and Hebrew, if you study Hebrew, there are actually, you know how many Hebrew words there are for praise? Guess what? Guess how many? 7. 7 words for praise. 7 Hebrew words. Here, I want to give them to you. I think we did this a while ago. I'm going to do it again. The most common word for praise in the Bible, Hebrew words, is Hallel. 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 The word hallelujah comes from Hallel. Hallelujah. What does it mean? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many times in the Bible does it give us the command? Hallel, God. Psalm 113, verse 1. Praise, Hallel, ye the Lord. You servants of the Lord. Praise, Hallel, the name of the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 1. Praise, Hallel, the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise, Hallel, him in his mighty expanse. That word, Hallel, doesn't mean just to praise him. It's more than that. It means to be clear. To shine. To boast. To show. To rave. To celebrate. To be clamorously foolish. Just like David. David said, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I don't care how undignified I look. When I worship God, you know, I don't even care if my wife Michael thinks I look stupid. I'm going to do it. If you're going to look foolish, look foolish before God, right? Do it for God. David didn't care. Hallel, powerful word that represents praise. Another common word for praise is yada. Yada. Yada means to literally just extend the hand. Lift up the hands. Worship with your hands. 2 Chronicles 12, 20, verse 21 says, give thanks, yada, to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Psalm 63, verse 4. So, I will bless thee as long as I live. I will yada, I will lift up my hands in thy name. So incredible an act of praise, just lifting up your hands. It's almost like an act of surrender to God, right? Lifting up your hands before God. Another word for praise is the word toda. Toda. Toda means thanking God for things not yet received. Have you ever done that? Thanking God for things yet not yet received, as well as thanking Him for what you already have. Psalm 50, verse 14. The psalmist says, make thankfulness, toda, your sacrifice to God, and keep the vows you made to the Most High. And then verse 23 is Psalm 50. Here's God saying, but giving thanks, giving toda, is a sacrifice that what? Truly honors me. Truly honors me. Why does thanking God, how does toda praise really honor God? Because toda praise is an act of faith, isn't it? It's an act of faith. It's an act of trusting in God. You know, what is the definition of faith? Hebrews chapter 1. Faith is the substance of believed in. Well, you finish. It says the King James Version. There we go. Yeah, I use the NIV version. That's really good. Being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. Right? In fact, and then verse 6 of Hebrews 11 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Can we say it without faith, it's impossible to praise God? If praise is an act of faith, can we say that without praise, it's impossible to please God? Amen? Nothing pleases God more than praise and thanksgiving from a heart that reverences and honors Him. Nothing. He loves it. Don't understand that? He says, you know, you can do all kinds of things for me. You can offer all kinds of sacrifice. You can go through the fire for me. But what I really want to come out of you is praise, is thankfulness, is honor, awe, and respect. Amen? Of all the peoples on earth, I want my people to be a praising people who are thankful in heart for what I do for them. Amen? Toda praise, so powerful. Toda is thanking God for what's to come. That's like saying, God, I thank you for that new job that's coming my way. I thank you for the new opportunities that are coming into my life. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for your provision. I thank you for everything that's yet to come in my life. Amen? It's thanking God even before they come your way. That's why Toda praise is so powerful. Amen? Another word for praise, Shabak. Shabak means to shout, to address in a loud voice, to command, to triumph. Psalm 47 verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout Shabbat to the Lord with a voice of joy or triumph. Psalm 145 verse 4. One generation shall praise Shabbat, thy works to another, and declare thy mighty acts. Another word for praise is the word Barak. Barak means to kneel down, to bless God as an act of adoration. Psalm 95 verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel, Barak, before the Lord, our Maker. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 20 says, then David said to all assembly, now, bless Barak the Lord your God. And all the assembly blessed Barak the Lord, the God of their fathers, and bowed low and did homage to the Lord and to the king. Right? You know, in ancient times, in the days of kings and kingdoms and rulers, it was automatic that if you came into the presence of the king, or the king came into your presence, you dropped in your knees and you bowed and you paid respect and honor to the king. Amen? You know, we serve. We praise the King of Kings, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, and we need to bow before him. And if you've never bowed before him, you're going to someday, right? What does the Bible say? Every knee will bow. Right? Every single knee will bow. I know somebody said, nothing gets God's attention quicker when you're on your knee, when you're on your knees before him. You know? And that's sort of be a natural part of us. Sometimes, you know, God, we just We just want to surrender to you. You know, it's great to stand up and to praise God, but sometimes, you know, in my quiet times when I'm alone, I get on my knees, and what a great place to be. It's like I'm just surrendering my everything to God, even my posture, amen? And there's something about that God loves this bowing, kneeling type of prayer to as well. He just loves it. It's a form of praise. I'll give you a couple more. Zamar. Zamar means to pluck the strings of an instrument. I won't do that because I'll wreck that guitar if I do that. To pluck it. You won't like the sound that comes out of it. But to pluck the strings of an instrument. To sing. To praise. A musical word which is largely involved with what? Joyful expressions. When you're praising, you're like, oh God, I'm singing this song, do it every week, you know. No, joy, right? Joy. Joyful expression needs to come out of us, right? Joyful, that's praise. It's not praise if you're just sitting there, you know, just kind of, you know. Praise, joyful expression, right? With music and with musical instruments. And that's why God loves the musical instruments. He loves the sound that comes out of all these instruments and voices, right? So powerful. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 9. Sing to him. Sing praises, zamar to him. Speak of all his wonders. I'll give you one more, last one. Tehillah. Tehillah means to sing a new song from your spirit. It's like, it could be like praising God in tongues, in your spirit. We know God has given us spiritual tongues to praise him too, but it can be just a song that just springs out of your heart out of deep appreciation and love for God. Isaiah 61, I think this is verse 1. To all who mourn in Israel, to all who mourn, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise, tehillah, instead of despair and depression. I want to say one of the most powerful weapons against depression is praise. It's praise. You cannot truly praise God out of your heart and be depressed at the same time. Amen? It's impossible, right? Praise God. Praise God. Now, all seven of these forms make up perfect praise. Perfect praise comes with a hallelujah, right? It comes with a lifted hand. It comes with thanksgiving to God for what's yet to come. It comes with a shout. It comes with kneeling before the King. It comes with loud music and celebration. And it comes with new songs that spring forth out of your heart and your spirit. Amen? I will praise you 7 times a day. That's what David said. That's what God wants us to do. You never notice that when you're thankful, when you're really thankful, you're also very grateful, right? And you're also very joyful. You ever notice that? Praise does so much for us, right? It's like praise, it really touches God, but praise really affects us. It's powerful for us as well. You know, the reality is this. If we're not thankful, we'll be full of other things. Right. So here's the question on your PowerPoint. What can fill the void? What can fill the void in our hearts if we're not thankful? You know what things can fill it? 7 things can fill it. 7 things. Things like apathy, self-centeredness, greed, pride. You know, I'll give you these 7 things real quick. Apathy. Apathy says, I don't care. Praise says, thank you, God, for all that you've given me. If you're full of praise, if you're really full of praise, there's no room for apathy, right? If you're so grateful. Entitlement. Entitlement says, I deserve it. Praise says, I don't deserve it, but God, you bless me with it. Thank you, Jesus, right? Another thing that could fill our heart if there's no thanksgiving in our heart, pride. Pride says, I did it. I don't need anyone else. But praise says, God, I need you more than ever. I need you more than ever. Amen? Bitterness says, I just can't get over it. Praise says, I can forgive. I can forgive because Christ forgave me. Right? Without thankfulness in our heart, greed can enter our heart. Greed says, I want more. I want more. You know, have you ever felt that way? I want more. Praise says, I'm so thankful for what I have received. Envy. Envy says, I want what she has. I want what he has. But praise says, I'm happy that you have blessed others as well as me. Amen. Have you ever thanked God for blessing someone else? Ever done that? God, you bless them. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, if you're a pastor, you think, well, how come that church got blessed? And how come, you know? And I say, well, what about me? What about me? What about me? I want to be blessed, you know? And God says, well, you need to have a better attitude about that. Why don't you thank God? You know, maybe that blessing would come my way too as well, right? Don't let envy enter your heart. And worry. Here's a big one. If praise isn't in your heart, if thanksgiving is not in your heart, worry can enter your heart. And worry says, I cannot enjoy today because I'm worried about tomorrow. But praise says, I can enjoy it. I can enjoy today because all the blessings of God, they all come from the Father. So, I will praise you at 7 a.m. I will praise you at 9:30. I'll praise you at noon. I'll praise you at 2:30. I'll praise you at 5 and 7:30. I'll praise you at 10, right? I will praise you with my voice. I will praise you with my hands. I will praise you with kneeling, right? I will praise you. I will praise you in all these days in ways. I will praise you because as I fill myself with praise, I can't be filled with anything else. Amen? So I will praise you. I will honor you. I will love you. I will praise you. I'm almost done. I'll give you three scenarios. Psalm 119, verse 161 to 168. We just read those verses at the beginning of our message. And David saying, powerful people harass me without cause. David is saying, I'm harassed. I'm depressed. I'm suffering right now. People are attacking me. People are persecuting me. I'm suffering. I'm sick in heart. And then in the middle of it, David says, what does he say? I will praise you 7 times a day. I will give you perfect praise. I will give you complete praise. I will give you whole praise. I will praise you. Right? Do you wonder why God says David is a man after my own heart? Right? Because he didn't allow depression and oppression and hard times to suck him into this vortex, this downward spiral, singing in depression. He started to praise him, God, himself, out of the toilet. Amen? You know, praise gets you out of your problems. Amen? Praise is so powerful. Thanksgiving is powerful. Another second scenario, Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6 is the story of Israel, God's chosen people. And they're facing Jericho, a fortified city with huge towering walls, so high, so thick, nothing can penetrate. And it's a huge city, and there's all kinds of provisions and resources, but they're going to take this city in order to enter the promised land. They made their journey. They're in a time of new beginnings. They've come before the city, and they crossed the Jordan, and they're ready to take the city, but they're wondering, how are they going to do it? And you know what God says? God says, this is how you're going to do it. First of all, he says, I need something from you. I need perfect praise. I need complete praise. I want whole praise. So each day, what did they do? They walked around the city. Every man, woman, and child. How many people were there? You know, estimates, there could have been 2 million people there. Every man, woman, child, maybe even their dogs and pets were going around the city. Every day, each day, they walked around the city, right? And then on the seventh day, they walked around how many times? 7 times, and led by 7 Levites who blew 7 trumpets. And when they gave perfect praise, the walls came tumbling down. Amen? The walls came tumbling down. You know, you study. They say if you can actually go to that site and you can see the old walls. And they say it's kind of a marvel because in any other old ruins, when the walls came down, they usually toppled down or fell down. But the walls of Jericho didn't fall down. They literally disintegrated. They just came down. Just sort of crumble and boom, just came down. See, that's the power of praise. You know, that's the picture of the church too. It's the picture of the church being in unison and unity together. Here's the question. Would the walls have come down if people say, ah, come on, this is ridiculous, God. Like, you want me to praise? Seven times around? I mean, once is just enough, right? We've already done it 6 days. Now it's 7 days, and you want seven times? I mean, that's a huge city. That's a lot. That's going to take us hours. Our kids are getting tired. They need to be fed. Got to change their diapers. No, God, we're not going to do that. What if only half the people did it? What if only half the people said, yeah, we'll walk. The other said, no, we're not going to walk. Would the walls have come down? No, I don't think so. Give you another scenario. One more. Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas are in prison. They're in jail. They're in shackles. It's midnight. It's the darkest time. And if there's anything they didn't feel like doing was thanking God and praising God, right? And what did they do? They started to thank God. They started to praise God. They started to sing and thank. And as soon as they did that, the power and presence of God came down. An earthquake came down. All the shackles came down and they were set free. They began to sing. They began to thank God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And they were set free from that prison. Amen? That's the power of praise. Now I want to ask you the same question. If Paul and Silas were sitting there at midnight in the darkest of hours, if they hadn't decided to start to sing in praise in the darkest time, would they have been set free? Would the chains have come off? Don't think so. That's the power of praise. And that's the power of thanksgiving. Right? Hebrews chapter 13:15 says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually, I would say perfectly, completely holy, offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. Let us do that continually. What would happen if we did that? I'm going to give you a challenge. I'm going to put this challenge on the board there. All right? Here's the challenge. Threefold challenge. First of all, set the atmosphere of praise in your life. Set the atmosphere of praise in your life. Start praising God first thing in the morning. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Not just one time a day, but seven times a day. As often as you can, praise Him. Praise Him even when you're going through the most difficult time. Praise Him when God does something good. God is so good to us. When you start to think about, when can I praise God just because He is good to me, you'll be astounded. The goodness of God coming your way. It'll begin to open up your eyes to the goodness of God in your life. Amen? You know, when you start thanking God for the good things, you know, God is our Heavenly Father. He's like His Father and we're like His kids. That's why He calls us children of God. And if you're a good parent, and if you're a smart parent, you have a kid that comes to you and always asks for things, and he just takes them and he runs off with, and he never says thanks, and he never shows any appreciation. Will you keep giving it to him? No, you withhold and say, hey, listen, I want you to be thankful. I want to show you what I'm giving you is such a blessing for you. And there's something about when you're more aware of the good things in your life and you express that, there's something powerful about it. It's all like a good parent. He wants to give you more. He wants to give you more. Amen? Praise God. That's the first challenge. Set an atmosphere of praise in your life seven times a day. And then just watch the walls come down. Just see the shackles begin to break in your life. Just see the chains, right, start to be broken. Amen? Second part of the challenge, set the atmosphere of praise in your home. In your home. Man, we can have strife in your home. We can have, you know, all kinds of stuff coming through your home, through media and everything else. Why don't you put your praise tape on? Dave, put your Bose system on. Let that music come into your home, eh? Dave says, amen. Dave loves Bose, right? There's a little speaker box that brings big volume, big time volume, you know? But, you know, set an atmosphere of praise. You know, take your kids and they're young. Start dancing. You got a good praise music going. Start dancing with them, right? Anyway, because it's a lot of fun. And here's the third part. Let's set the atmosphere of praise in this house. in the house of God. You know, when you come into the house of God, praise Him with your entire heart. Praise Him in tongues. Praise Him with singing. Praise Him with dancing, if you want. Praise Him. Just praise Him. And know what? Nobody's looking at you, but God's looking at you. And He loves praise unto Him. Amen? And He blesses those who praise Him. So, today, we're going to stand up, and I want you to declare something. You can do this if you want to. I encourage you to do it. Let's declare something today. Can you all stand up? Let's put our hands to God. Thank you, Father. Let's declare to God. Let's proclaim it right now. Father God, you know, I want you to just repeat me. I'm just going to say two lines. Father God, I declare your praise will ever be on my lips. Seven times a day, O Lord, I will praise you because of your wonderful love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. You just committed yourself. You start doing it, and the pathway of your life will be different. Amen? Amen. Okay, the worship team's ready to go, but we still have to receive our offering yet, right? But I want you just, everyone just to bow their heads for just a minute, okay? Can we just bow our heads for just a minute? Now, I want to always give everyone an opportunity. I want to say that maybe you're here today, and you've never invited Christ into your heart. You never allowed Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to be Lord and leader in your life. See, God wants you to believe that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. But not just to believe that. He wants you to receive Him into your heart today through faith, by inviting Christ into your life, into your heart. If you've never done that, you have an opportunity to do that today. Or maybe you're here today, and maybe you one time you did make that decision, but you right now, you're so far away from God, and you're thinking, you know what? God is never going to bless you. I want to tell you, God forgives you. God will bless you. And today, you can rededicate yourself back to Christ. You can do those two things. God wants to give you a brand new beginning, or maybe you started out and you need to restart again. You can do that today. Amen? Amen? So, I want you to bow your head. I want everybody to bow our heads and say, if you need a beginning, new beginning, or if you want to recommit your life to Christ, I want you to say this very simple prayer. And I promise you, this prayer will change your life forever. Can we all say this prayer? Let's all say this prayer out loud. Are you ready? Repeat after me and repeat it to Him. Lord Jesus Christ, be leader and be Lord of my life. Please forgive me for every sin I've ever committed. Today, Lord, come into my heart. Make me into a new person. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, with your heads bowed, eyes closed, I want to say, if you said that prayer for the very first time, can you raise your hand and just wave it at me? I want to see it. Yeah, I see your hand. Thank you. Anybody else? You received Christ first time, inviting Jesus into my heart. I want you to acknowledge. Just raise your hand right now. Wave it. Thank you, Father, for your goodness towards us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to finish off, and Brent's going to come up. Brent's already here. He's going to receive offering, and then we'll finish with the song.
Thank you so much.